Why listen to the past when you can listen to the future? Welcome to the Think Future podcast, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. We focus on innovation, startups, and the future, not necessarily those and not necessarily in that order. Here's your host.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Think Future podcast. I'm your host, Chris Kalaboukas, and once again, we're coming at you live from deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California, at show number 229. And today I'm going to talk a little bit about the most important department or division within your company when you are interested in being more innovative. Now, it's pretty straightforward that every department has its responsibility, right? I mean, sales is responsible for sales. Marketing is responsible for marketing. Finance is responsible for finance. Legal for legal. It's all very clear. It's all very clear. The name of the department is responsible for that thing. So the question I have for you is, who is responsible for innovation within your organization? Now, some people say, everyone's responsible. Everyone's responsible for innovation. But the reality is that all those other departments that I was mentioning to you just a minute ago, they all have other responsibilities that are more important than innovation. Sales has to bring in sales. Legal has to make sure everything's kosher, right? All of these departments have higher priorities than innovation. So you say, well, of course, then that means we need an innovation group. We need a group within the company that is innovative. Sure, you could say that. That's also very key, that many companies do have an innovation group, and having an innovation group is actually a great way of being more innovative. But the problem is you get this sort of ivory tower thing happening where a lot of this innovation seems to just stay in the innovation group and not go anywhere else. It seems to sort of be generated there, and maybe it founders there a little bit because the rest of the organization doesn't really pick up on what they're trying to do. I mean, I've seen this happen many times, is that you've got these innovation groups that are thinking really great things. They're coming up with fantastic new ideas, great concept, great proof of concept, bring people in, have them look at these things that they're developing, and they think they're awesome, they're amazing. But then when it comes right down to turning it into a real product and launching it, then it doesn't go anywhere, or the innovation group themselves don't have the tools to be able to run an actual product. So they try passing it to another group within the organization to productize, and then it falls flat. I've seen this happen many, many times. So in some places, they say, like I said before, everyone's responsible for innovation. There is no innovation group because everyone should innovate. Innovation should be part of everyone's job. True. I agree that every innovation should be part of everyone's job. And the other corollary to that is that everyone should have time to innovate, because a lot of these groups that I mentioned before, they spend 100% of their time doing sales, or they spend 100% of their time doing finance, they spend 100%. They have no time to innovate. They have no room for innovation. So if I said, having an innovation group isn't the answer, and making sure that everybody else innovates isn't the answer, and unless you're willing to give up people's time doing their priority work to innovate, like the 20% solution that Google ran and some of these other solutions that are out there where people spend time innovating away from their current jobs, how do you do that? Well, let's go back and define innovation for a second. What do you feel is innovation? Is innovation just sort of creating new cool ideas? Is it playing with new products? Is it looking cool to the rest of the world? What is innovation in your mind? See, I think the reality is that innovation is actually a mindset. It's a way of thinking, right? It's a way of thinking about the world. It's a way of thinking about your business. It's a way of thinking about your customers. It's a way of thinking about your industry. It's a way of thinking about things that actually looks at the cutting edge of where things are and expand. It's always looking for new opportunities, new ways to build businesses, new business models, and not just incremental ones, game-changing, completely new, completely different businesses that you could go into and would be interesting and profitable, right? So I ask you again, if it's not everybody within the, if everybody in the organization needs to innovate and innovation is a mindset, then who within the organization is responsible for innovation? The answer is HR. That's right, folks, HR. HR is the gatekeeper of who is brought into the organization. And if HR has been given the mandate to hire innovative individuals, people who understand innovation, people who are on the cutting edge, people who want to push the envelope, people who want to change things, if they have been instructed to go out there and find innovative individuals, then those innovative individuals will be brought into the company. And once you get a critical mass of these innovative individuals, suddenly, boom, your company will innovate. Why do you think this is happening in all these companies out there that are very innovative? Because they've hired innovative people. They've gone out there and they put out the word that this company is innovative. This is why many of these older line companies are having a lot of trouble getting innovators to work for them, because they're going, well, I'm not going to work for them because they're an old line company and they're not innovative. If the company is perceived to not be innovative, then a lot of innovators won't go work there. So it's kind of a catch-22. You can't hire innovators unless you already have innovators. So what you need to do is hire them as change makers. Bring them in with the understanding that, you know what? It's not going to be status quo. We're going to listen to you. We're going to look at your ideas, and we're going to give them a fair hearing. We are going to be willing to change when we bring you into our organization. We are not going to step back and push you into our box. We're going to step back and listen to you to see if you could be in our box. So the ultimate responsibility for innovation within an organization, if innovation is a mindset, is the HR department. And the HR department needs to be instructed. And the head of HR, the chief people officer, or the vice president of innovation, or whoever is the head person in the HR department, has to say, we are hiring for innovation. Everybody who comes in our door needs to be innovative. Even if they do some job which you might think be boring, it doesn't really matter. If they can come up with new ways of doing something, if they can come up with new ways to cost cut, if they can come up with new products and services, new business models, then it becomes a valuable piece of innovation. So you have to look at it from that perspective, is that innovation, being innovative, thinking out of the box, being able to do more than just your job, has to be something that's not just tacked on the end of a job description, but core to the role. Once you have innovation core to the role, and HR make sure to hire innovative people, and as these innovative people infiltrate your business, then and only then can you become an innovative organization. That's it for me for today. See you next time. And until then, don't forget to think future.